As a resident of Hayward, there is one thing that has always been around in my life: street vendors. My personal favorites include the churro guy, the elotero, and the tamale lady. It's never the same person who is selling the food, but I have always seen and bought from these people without questioning if it was legal. Most street vendors don't have food permits where I live. Regardless if they are selling legally or not, Hayward residents love them for bringing the joy of food into our lives. I went around Oakland to get people's opinions on street vendors. I asked them, how would you describe a street vendor?
Someone who sells goods or food or something on the street?
I envision a street vendor to kind of have their own cart and be selling food, usually. So it could be like fruits, vegetables. Like, I usually see them kind of on the corners of my street. They're like usually farmers markets, kind of.
Would a taco truck be a street vendor?
Yes, it is.
Probably someone who sells their own goods, like on a street, not like in a professional setting, I guess.
It's someone that has a permit to sell a product on the street. Like at the market, I see them selling like art, clothing, food.
Do you buy food from them?
No.
Why not?
It's just a personal preference. I don't know if it's like, you know, how they're preparing it, if it's clean, like it's, you know, I'm just kind of a germ freak, that's why.
To me, it just looks nasty.
Okay. So what kind of nasty things do you see them selling?
Hot dogs on like the grill.
Yeah, it's just nasty to me. I don't like it.
Are street vendors important in your community?
I like street vending, yeah. There's a lot of regulation around street vending in this country. Makes it more difficult than other countries, but I like it.
Despite all the different opinions people had on street vendors, they all agreed they were important in a community. When I asked my mom, what is your experience with street vendors? She tells me what they remind her of.
Que me recuerda a tradiciones de México. Las personas en las tardes van y pasan un momento en familia en las plazas y hay muchos vendedores ambulantes y te puedes comer de todo lo que se te antoja. Porque la mayoría de las personas son personas con ganas de trabajar, tienen familia, entonces ellos sacar a sus familias adelante, entonces lo hacen de una manera responsable. Muchos de los vendedores son personas que están aquí solas, entonces es una manera de poder ayudar a sus familias en sus países, como los de las frutas que están en las esquinas. Creo que es mejor comprarles a ellos para ayudarlos que ir a comprar en las tiendas. Es una forma de apoyarlos.
My mother, like many people in my community, are from Central America. So they all share the same opinions about street vendors. I interviewed one of my neighbors, Joel Sandoval. He has family members and people he knows who are street vendors.
Pues mi experiencia es un poquito triste. Porque están vendiendo y arriesgándose que los agarre la policía. Uh-huh. En este caso, los tamales, todos los tamales que habían preparado días antes, uh-huh. como 100 o 200 dólares de tamales, se los quitaban y les daban una fracción, sí, como una multa para que pagaran ese ticket.
I wanted to find out the policies and regulations Hayward has for street vending, so I set up to meet City Council member Francisco Cermeño. When I asked about the history of street vending, he said,
well, let's see, street vending has been around for quite a while. I looked into it because people kept complaining about the street vendors. I believe that our ordinance dates back to the 1970s. It was decided that it's too complicated an issue, so we're going to leave it alone and see if we can, in the future, need to do something more. But at the moment, we left it alone, the street vendors.
Señor Cermeño goes into the pros and cons of having street vendors in our community.
There are pros and cons, and a lot of folks are not, you know, they're not sure on which side they are on. That's what we're faced with. We have folks who come from Latin America, Mexico particularly, where there's a culture. That culture in Latin America is you get goodies and you sell them on the street. Folks, plain folks who have a need for extra income, and they have the material, or they have the culture, or they have the goods that they manufacture at home by themselves, and they need to sell them. So that's there's a need there. And of course, the other thing is we have a need of the business owner who wants to also sell. So when they clash, so it becomes a difficult thing.
So do you think it's important for the community to get to know their street vendors?
I think it's important because they are the fabric of our community. They are community members and they have a definite need. That's why they're there. I really don't want to go after these folks. I want to help them out. I want to figure out a way.
Jose Morales is an elotero who has been selling around his neighborhood for 10 years. Jose is originally from Mexico and immigrated to California in 1995. To get to know him, we spoke together in Spanish. ¿Y qué te gusta hacer con tu tiempo?
Bueno, pues lo que ahorita ando haciendo. Soy vendedor ambulante. Ya pues en mi tiempo libre, pues sí, igual descansar, salir con mis hijos a hacer una actividad, sea al parque o ir a cualquier otro lugar.
¿Y por qué querías venir?
Bueno, pues las historias que contaba la gente que se había venido por acá, que decía que el norte era lo mejor, que se ganaba mucho dinero, que estaba muy bonito. Sí, está bonito todo. Trabajo es muy difícil también.
¿Y en qué trabajaste en tu país?
Ah, pues campesino, a criar animales.
¿Y en qué trabajaste cuando llegaste aquí?
Empecé a trabajar en las tiendas Target.
¿Y cómo llegaste a ser vendedor ambulante?
Bueno, por amistades que conozco, ellos empezaron a vender y yo también seguí.
¿Y te gusta este trabajo?
Pues sí, ando en la calle, conozco mucha gente.
¿Y crees que tu trabajo te deja conocer muchas personas?
Ah, sí, la verdad sí. Sí, se distrae uno platicando con toda la gente. Uh-huh. Y escuchar historias también. Las historias de lo que les pasa acá, en su trabajo, su familia, lo que le pasa en la calle también.
¿Y crees que este trabajo es peligroso?
En parte sí.
¿Cómo?
Mucha gente con malas intenciones que te quieran a veces robar, asaltar.
¿Y has tenido problemas con el policía?
Sí, a veces que no te dejan y se llevan todo lo que tú tienes, incluso a veces.
Plain folks who have a need for
no matter what I find out about these street vendors, they will always remain a constant in my life.
Goods that they manufacture,
they are providers of my community.
And they need to
I gain a new appreciation for these people.
There.
He's
and
not just the elotero, he's Jose Morales. This is his job, and I should appreciate the risks he takes and people like him who put their lives on the line to be able to support themselves and their family. Their stories are not so different from my own or my parents. Like them, we all immigrated to California to have a better life. Hopefully, one day, they can all do their jobs in peace. Man, now I want some Doritos. Jose, wait!